Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Sam.
You know, throughout the pandemic, there have been quite a few questions that scientists couldn't really answer.
Right. We've been hearing from medical professionals, scientists, even psychologists about COVID-19. But there are these ethical questions that maybe take a different type of researcher.
Yeah. We decided to check in with someone who could answer these questions for us. He is what's called a bioethicist.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Dieter Stürmer. I hold a chair of philosophy at the University of Bonn. And I found that the coronavirus has hit us, so to speak, by surprise, but it only brings something to the surface which was already there.
What are some of the ethical dilemmas that we human beings face that the coronavirus, the pandemic, has really sharpened?
That they talk about freedom. You know, in a very abstract way, you know, I'm not free to infect people whenever I like it. Just, you know, that I have an all-night party at the Reeperbahn or Oktoberfest or whatever, you know. Coronavirus is very much about what we owe to each other. And that means that I have to accept, from a moral standpoint, certain limitations.
What has this said about our society and how we take care of our older people in society? I think if this was a disease that affected children, our reaction would be very different than it has been.
In the beginning, you know, where it looked like that only older people are really in some sort of way endangered in a very heavy way, you know, people were still prepared to act solidarity. And that is good, you know, that we have a kind of solidarity over generations. But on the other hand, you know, older people, and I consider myself as belonging to this group, should have in mind, you know, that we've lived a life. You know, the older you get, you know, your days get smaller in any way. So I probably, for myself, wouldn't want people to do everything just, you know, to spare me. You know, there are limits for that.
I have a 17-year-old babysitter here in Germany for my kids, and I was asking her how her group of friends, how do they approach this virus now? Are they pretending it's not there? Are they going out and partying? They're partying. They're not scared about it anymore. You see videos from all around the world, especially college campuses, where the behavior indicates they don't care if they get infected. And yet, we also hear that you can't test vaccines. You can't intentionally infect someone with the coronavirus in order to test a vaccine. Why can't we do that? It seems like you've got both the pieces you need in place. Why can't we intentionally infect people?
Yeah, because, you know, this principle of non-maleficence. You can't harm people. You know, that is something which is deeply ingrained into the human rights concept.
Even if they openly, willingly acknowledge that they would like to try doing that and get the whole thing past them.
You see, then the question is, you know, for what reason do they do that? You know, and is it really informed consent, or are there other forms of repression? We found, you know, the people doing very strange things, you know, for non-obvious reasons. And this is a kind of a very obscure form of sacrifice, you know, and I don't want to really to have these kind of scenarios, you know.
So people are having to make a lot of decisions right now. Do I go hang out with a group of 10 people? Do I visit grandma? How do I stay safe during this virus? How can people on a personal level think like a bioethicist about the decisions they encounter on a daily basis?
Give an example. You know, that's how we should behave anyway, you know, when it comes to kids. So, you know, you can preach a lot, you know, if you don't behave accordingly, you can forget about it. So the best way, we probably in situations, you know, where we see that what happened in the wet markets in Wuhan or in the jungle, you know, where the Ebola virus is reigning, you know, and the climate ethics belong to the same syndrome of what I call exploitative behavior. You know, we invading in areas we shouldn't do, and we exploiting people, we exploiting nature, you know, and it all belongs together.
That was Dieter Stürmer from the German Reference Center for Ethics in the Life Sciences here in Bonn, Germany.
Yeah, and that was a snippet of the conversation we had with him. We talked for a really long... I had so many questions. There's so many ethical questions that I kept lobbing at him. I thought of more on my bike ride home. If you have any questions of scientific ethics or anything related to the coronavirus, get in touch with us. We'll try to ask them when we visit him again or answer them in a different way. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.